premium engine performance starts at Shell with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Just like premium dance performances start with rehearsal. So choose Shell V-Power Nitro Plus, engineered with triple action protection against gunk, corrosion, and wear for optimal engine performance. And now through September 2nd, fuel rewards members can save up to 10 cents a gallon after every fill-up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Rewards valid on future fill after minimum 5-gallon purchase. Members with silver status save up to 8 cents a gallon at participating Shell stations only. Limit 20 gallons. See fuelrewards.com/nitro for details.
Remember when you couldn't order a ride at the press of a button? Or get online without hearing this? Or get Domino's delivered to over 150,000 unexpected outdoor locations?
Wait, what?
Introducing Domino's Hotspots. You can finally get pizza delivered right to the beach, the quad, or the dog park. Not at home? Not a problem. Find a Domino's Hotspot near you and get two medium two-topping pizzas delivered for $5.99 each. Two-item minimum handmade pan pizzas will be extra. Ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Restrictions apply. Visit Domino's.com for details on Domino's Hotspots.
The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of 104.1 KQTH or the E.W. Scripps Company.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now,
broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, we are certainly having a happy hour, but this is not Matt Russell. This is Fred Ronstadt, and we are broadcasting on the Menu Live, 104.1 FM in the great city of Tucson, Arizona. Matt Russell is out at some kind of a food competition, enjoying life in the foodie lane, but we're going to have a great time here at on the Menu Live. So with me, my co-host is a legend around these parts. He's Americana recording artist, George Miguel.
Hey, Fred. Good to be here. It's nice to be with you. I'm drinking a little Temecula beer over here, so I'm happy.
We started the happy hour a little bit early.
We got some Tucson beer coming up next.
Temecula and Tucson.
Yeah, we did start this happy hour a little bit earlier, and we're all sampling. Michael, what is this beer we're drinking right now?
This one right now is the Black Market Tradecraft Series. It's a Cucumber Goes.
Oh, Cucumber Goes. It's very, very tasty, very refreshing. A great way to start off on Menu Live. Let's do a couple little quick shout outs. Matt's got a brand new sponsor, Quail Distributing. Welcome to On the Menu Live. We have Commoner & Co., Ambience Pool Service, Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, and we're going to be talking about some others down the line.
And me. Well, don't forget about me.
Hold on. We're going to get to you. We'll get to you.
I'm a sponsor, too. That's why.
No, I know.
Okay. And
people may recognize your voice, but we're not going to introduce you right now.
No, not yet.
Hey, we've already lost control of the show.
Right. It's gone.
Yeah. They brought the beer in. They brought the chips and salsa and the food, and we're just having a little bit of fun. So, George, welcome back to Tucson. It's been a long time since you've been here.
It's not been that long, but yes, thanks, Fred, very much.
It's been a few years.
And I used to hang around a little bit when you were on the city council for about 8 years.
Yeah, people who know me know that I have a former life.
Yes.
I have many former lives, one of them being on the Tucson City Council.
A great public servant of Tucson.
Well, you know, here's something that we should talk about very briefly. Another great public servant to not only Tucson, but Arizona and this country, and some I think would even say the world, our dear friend John McCain, who will be finally laid to rest tomorrow. The services in D.C. were today.
Amazing. Did you watch any of that on TV?
I saw some of the clips. I spent the day today with my my puppy dog. He graduated from beginning training classes.
Well, I don't know what Senator McCain would say about that. I think he'd rather...
I could tell you something. There's some great stories with Senator McCain, and people like to talk about his temper.
Yes, I've experienced it personally.
Yeah, so have I. It was funny because he came down in 2005. We had a little press conference in front of City Hall, and he wanted to spend the time to endorse my candidacy for that election cycle. And instead, the media who showed up wanted to grill him on some issues of the day in D.C. And I've never seen a light switch go off like that. And he, you know, was very direct, very focused. I would say kind in a way, but he wasn't going to. He was somebody who did not put up with any kind of BS.
No, and I remember before we went to that, because I actually drove with you that day, right. The senator enjoyed a four-shot espresso before he took the stage, so he was ready to go.
Well, you know, this is the funny thing about life. I escorted him back to the airport after the press conference, and I'm sitting next to him. We're talking about this, that, and the other thing, and he gets a call, and he starts talking to this guy. And I soon realized it was Henry Kissinger.
Yeah,
I was like
that,
one degree of separation away from Henry Kissinger. I mean, this is the kind of life he led. He reached out to everybody, had discussions with people across lines. It didn't matter who they were or what they represented. He wanted to get the story directly from the source. And then, you know, he would take his decisions based on all of his discussions, and he was nobody to be trifled with, and I think you know, history will recognize him as one of the great statesmen of this country,
and just a huge character on the political scene and the national scene. I think Senator McCain really represented something about Arizona that he took to Washington and everywhere else he traveled in the world. So we definitely all miss him.
Yeah, it's funny. I was listening to one of his former aides from D.C. talking about a story that they'd gone on a diplomatic mission somewhere, and there were a bunch of members of the U.S. Congress there, apparently including Senator Hillary Clinton at the time, and they had secured several bottles of vodka.
Secured, of course.
Secured, yeah, they had went on an impromptu tour of the city with the Secret Service holding their bottles because they didn't want to run out.
Happy to help as a taxpayer.
Well, you know, I think that's a nice segue to the fact that the senator enjoyed life, and here
he
we are.
Indeed, yes.
On Menu Live, starring Matt Russell, who's not here. He's at a food competition. But we are, of course, going to enjoy ourselves here. George, you know, I introduced you as the Americana recording artist, George Miguel.
Uh-huh.
Tell us a little bit about your music career.
Well, I spent the last decade in California, and when I was out there, I got to make a CD with Dwight Yoakam's longtime producer and guitarist Pete Anderson. I got to write a bunch of music. I played with Tina Turner's bass player, Buck Owens' drummer. So I had a good time, but now I'm back in town and looking forward to playing the 4th Avenue Street Fair on Saturday, December 8th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So.
Yeah, do not forget the 4th Avenue Street Fair is coming up in December.
Right around the corner for all the Christmas gifts.
That's right. We also have a lot of other events coming up, including the Made in Tucson Market. So this year, we want you to spend your entire Thanksgiving weekend on 4th Avenue because obviously Thursday is Thanksgiving, so enjoy your turkey. I think all of our merchants will be closed. Some of the bars may be open later in the day. But Black Friday.
Mr. Heads will be open on Thanksgiving night.
Thank you.
But Black Friday, shop local on 4th Avenue.
And eat local
on 4th Avenue. She's giving me the dirty
eye. And drink local.
On Small Business Saturday, shop on 4th Avenue. And then on Sunday, we're going to have the Made in Tucson Market, which will be about 70 local makers, 70 local artisans will have their products out on 4th Avenue for people to start with their holiday shopping, and we're very excited about that. Now, here's I have many former lives. My current life is as the executive director of the 4th Avenue Merchants Association. So we have, and if people pay attention, there may be prizes involved in listening to what I have to say next. We have over 120 locally owned businesses along this 100-year-old historic district, which recently received a was recently listed on the National Register of Historic Places in Washington, D.C. And there is nowhere else in this community where you can find the diversity of shops, of restaurants, of bars, all owned by your next door neighbors. And it's a brilliant place to come down on a regular basis. Bring your friends, bring your neighbors, bring your guests when they're coming into Tucson. This is the place to be in this community. We have to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to some of those great local merchants on 4th Avenue.
When it comes to rustic cuisine, there's a promise and a purity that rustic stands for. And One Foothills Restaurant is putting rustic right at the center of the plate. Commoner & Co. Executive Chef Kyle Nottingham says rustic is about those dishes that take you back to a moment in time, a special place, a memory in the making, all what he calls pivotal parts of the dining experience. And Kyle's new seasonal menu is a true rustic reward, like his Southwest-inspired mac and cheese with local chorizo, house-made pasta, and a five-cheese bechamel, and his pan-seared rainbow trout with couscous and a blistered grape and herb salad. His New York strip has also become a quick hit with its fresh tomatillo salsa, as well as his shrimp gazpacho with cucumber, melon, and summer peppers. Commoner's new cocktail menu is also a celebration of the season with fresh, floral, and fragrant expressions of the spirits that we all love. Taste some summer today at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. I'll see you there. Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way. With a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what? Yes, our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries, topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy, paired with the girls' award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road, just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On The Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
Got the hammer down on a dead end road. One on the gas, one on the go. And I'm calling your name out loud at every stop. It's a little tough being on your own. I knock one back.
All right, we're back. This is On The Menu Live. And I'm not Matt Russell. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm the executive director of the 4th Avenue Merchants Association. And with me, you just heard the dulcet tones of Americana recording artist George Miguel.
Thank you, Fred.
Man, George, you are a man of few words.
That's right.
All right, so we're here. We've absconded with the show. Matt is out somewhere judging some food contest, and we're having a good time here in the studio at 104.1. Let's see, what beer do we have? Let's see, beer number two is Naughty.
That's going to be the Naughty Naranja by 1912 Brewing here in town. So that's local and also distributed by Quail, who is a sponsor.
A sponsor of the show.
Boom.
Bam. All right. So the person you just heard is Ben Sattler. He's one of the co-owners of the Drunken Chicken on 4th Avenue. And with him is Micah Blatt, the other co-owner.
Hello.
So one of the great things about 4th Avenue is that we have a lot of merchants that have been there for years and years and years and years. You know, we have a restaurant that's celebrating like its 76th, 77th anniversary on the Avenue. And that's great. And they're classics and people go to them all the time. But we have some baby businesses on the Avenue, and Drunken Chicken is one of them. You guys just celebrated your first year anniversary on the Avenue.
Yep, about 2 weeks ago, we hit 1 year over there.
So, Micah, give me a little history about the Drunken Chicken.
How drunk is the chicken?
It's very drunk.
Oh, it's very drunk.
So, well, let's take it a little step back. You are the owner of Mr. Head's, a long-established bar on the Avenue.
Yeah, just about to hit 8 years over there at Mr. Head's.
But that's still a baby on the Avenue. But, yeah, it's been there a long time, and it's a favorite watering hole of a lot of people in this community. So what made you guys want to open up a restaurant? It seems like, you know, you'd have enough on your plate to have a bar on the Avenue. What made you think you wanted to do a restaurant?
You know, I like to torture myself a little bit by just, you know, getting a little overwhelmed. But no, it's, you know, there's so much good food on 4th Avenue and a lot of new places, like when Boca came down to 4th Avenue, and just kind of seeing the landscape change and trying to offer some options that people don't have available on the Avenue. And, you know, my wife, Chelsea's an unbelievable cook, and she's always wanted to do a little bit more with her skills in the kitchen. And so her and Ben and I decided to build the Drunken Chicken.
Were you guys drunk when you came up with that idea?
You know, it could have, yeah? Okay. it could have been like that.
A lot of the ideas that we had, I don't want to say were drunken ideas, but you know, it's fun food. Nothing's taking itself too seriously outside of the quality. And so we just, you know, wanted to have fun with it. It's the Drunken Chicken. We want to serve good food, but we want to have fun with it. Yeah, we may have came up with an idea or two while drinking, yeah. But
those are the best ideas.
No,
right?
But the thing is because of torture. I want to run for the hills. I've been in the business for 9 years, and you know, I bet every other day you're like, why did I do this?
About every 3 days, I think.
Okay, there you go. I do every other day sometimes, you know.
So tell me, how did you go from a sitting at the kitchen table with a concept? And I know Chelsea, she's a great, great chef in her own right, and the food over there is phenomenal. But how do you sit at home saying, how does it go from, you know, we're making this great food at home to we're now making great food for hundreds of people a day? How does that work out?
You know, we like to do fun adventures, and we're big fans of 4th Avenue, and we just wanted to keep expanding some fun new ideas on the Avenue. You know, the drunken part of the name is, you know, we have a great beer selection in there. It's a pretty small place, but we have 10 drafts and a really unique selection of beers, which we brought some down. Obviously, coming from Mr. Head's with a, you know, huge liquor selection and, you know, 30-something drafts over there, we wanted to translate some of that fun into the Drunken Chicken, and we wanted to do just good recipes. You know, I've got a couple young kids, and we feed them at the restaurant, so we use all NAE chicken, no antibiotics ever. We don't freeze any of the chicken when it comes in. We cut it to order, bread it to order, so everything's fresh, man, down from the fried green beans to the chicken to the mashed potatoes. Everything is prepped and made daily.
Perfect.
Go
ahead.
What's your signature dish there?
I mean, honestly, I would just have to say it's what we call the classic. It's our chicken and waffle plate. You have a couple different options with that chicken as far as fried, grilled, bone-in, bone-out, spicy, original flavor. And actually, we just got word, I believe, 2-3 days ago that actual plate won a Best of Tucson for the Arizona Daily Star Reader's Choice Awards.
That is sweet. Now, we need to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to be trying out some of these tasty victuals from the Drunken Chicken. Keep listening to On the Menu Live. We'll be back in a second.
Hey, guys, summer is in full swing, which means that I'm in my pool day and night. And with all the entertaining I do, I can't afford to have a pool that doesn't sparkle. And that's why I've put my trust in Ambiance Pool Service. Locally owned and operated, Ambiance will keep your pool operating efficiently and effectively all the time. But they're so much more than weekly cleaning service. Their licensed technicians are my go-to team for equipment installation and repairs as well. In fact, they just installed a cool LED lighting system for me that keeps my pool parties going deep into the night. Put an end to that constant battle over contaminants once and for all and call Ambiance Pool Service today. 425-9186. That's 425-9186. Or swim over to ambiancepoolservice.com to learn more. Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. And you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread. And then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the Wild Mushroom and Sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence! Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at alfonsooliveoil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
I've got your favorite wine. Girl, you've been on my mind. Let's have a drink. And I think you'll see the way you make me feel. Inside is real. And if you kiss me.
All right, this is On the Menu Live. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm the executive director of the 4th Avenue Merchants Association. And I'm sitting here with Americana recording artist George Miguel and...
This.
that's called The Beast.
It's called The Beast.
And we've been,
beast.
We've been enjoying some really great food from the Drunken Chicken. I love, and from the day this place opened, I've been madly in love with these spicy tenders. They were, in my estimation, they're the best thing you guys make. But George just pulled up, or held up, what we call...
The Beast. It's The Beast. It's a chicken strip wrapped in a couple strips of bacon and deep fried in waffle batter.
Oh.
So that sounds very keto friendly.
It is keto
friendly. It's good American health food.
Well, I'm short if I do this? No, nope. That's how, go get into it, man. It's The Beast. Make it your own.
And now we've got some bourbon maple syrup probably over here with all
right
the
here.
Sauces.
Oh, yeah. You know, Chelsea's makes some great maple syrups that go along with the chicken. It goes along with the waffles over there. I'll get some in a second.
Do it, Fred.
There's food. There's food floating by me.
Yeah, you're the host, man.
Here so, Ben, tell us about this third beer pairing that you guys brought.
All right, so this third one's going to be the Questionable Advice. It's a, I believe, double IPA from San Diego, California, by the Council Brewing Company, and they've really quickly become our personal favorite and definitely a customer favorite. It's a 16-ounce can, very brightly colored, so you'll definitely see it on the shelves. And they just make good beer, a lot of hazy, juicy IPAs, and this is definitely one of our favorites.
Yeah, it's very refreshing.
Yeah, it and it's no, I mean, you get some fruit notes. All of it's coming right out of the hops. They don't add fruit to at least this beer here. It's just from their brewing process. You get all of those flavors, qualities, the body and everything. And so we just, you know, we're nerds. We appreciate good beer.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm not a big fan of the IPA because the hops to me get really bitter. But this has character and it's really nice. It's a very refreshing drink.
One of the problems that we know, I mean, also jumping into the whole Mr. Head's side of it, IPAs became a huge thing. And everybody assumed that an IPA was just a bitter beer. And, you know, now people make this IPA, that IPA, a milkshake IPA. So they're not all just hot bombs that taste like bitter trash.
You know what it tastes to me? Grapefruit and bleach water.
Okay.
Bleach
the
water.
Grapefruit, I'm sure, was intentional. The bleach water, I doubt they were going for.
Yeah, my wife, the firefighter, the captain, she loves IPAs, and I have them at the restaurant. But to me, an IPA, and people might be laughing at me right now, and it's grapefruit with a shot of bleach water.
I haven't tried the bleach water yet, so.
can you smell it when you're like.
I mean, your teeth are very white,
yeah,
though,
see?
So I think.
But
I think
can I make a parenthesis and best mac and cheese I've ever tried in my life.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
All right, so that is high praise coming from Chef Maria Maison, the owner and chef of Boca Tacos and Tequila. And even though, you know, you had a life before 4th Avenue,
yeah, I
Maria.
Did. Barely.
We discount that. Maria just celebrated her first anniversary on the Avenue a couple months ago.
I did. It feels like it's been a year, but it feels like 20. Still getting used to the fact that I have a very large restaurant. I have 23 employees. We just did a kind of facelift to the menu. And just getting used to it. Getting used to it, working hard, hardly working sometimes. And just enjoying the 4th Avenue vibe. It's big shoes to fill once you're a 4th Avenue staple, which I want to be. And that's what I want to, you know, when I grow up, that's what I want to be. it's amazing. It's just to see that it's always live. You know, no pun intended with the on the menu live. But it's always like 4th Avenue, it's always alive.
It is. It's got its own culture. It's got its own heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
And
I mean, you need a passport to, you know, have to be cool. To be
and you've got one of the great spaces on 4th Avenue.
I do. I got lucky. I got lucky and we bought the place. I mean, it's owned by the bank yet still. Right. My son probably is going to enjoy that space.
Yes.
But, you know, I just like to cook and I love to be a restaurant owner.
That's where the old Delectables.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. 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 And we have, you know, I just rented my last space to a local produce company. Which guys, you know, my neighbors over here. It's just that you try to promote as much as you can locally and showcase what Tucson food is, but what I call my own traditional Mexican food. I don't have yellow cheese, sour creams. If you ask for that, I would literally kick you out. In Mexico.
Can I bring in my own yellow cheese?
I will punch you, probably.
Oh. sounds like a fun evening. I'll be in.
See, the thing is, in Mexico, we don't use that. And I respect people that do. I mean,
I don't like it either.
Thank you. Yeah. I respect it, and Mexican cuisine doesn't go. And I get it, but, you know, it is what it is.
So we are actually going to be talking more to Maria after this next break. Stick around. Right after the news, we'll be back with On the Menu Live.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and you've heard me talk about Tino's Pizza for quite a while. Not only for their consistency and quality ingredients, but simply for the way they've done business here for nearly 35 years. You see, their family business is built on relationships. It's about a great staff with a style of service that keeps the customer at the center of everything they do, while serving up pizzas, calzones, wings, salads, wines, and craft beers, all in a setting that captures the essence of those neighborhood pizza places that we all remember growing up. So whether it's meeting friends and family there for a casual lunch or dinner, swinging by for some food and growlers to go, getting it delivered directly to your door, or having them cater your next special event, just ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tanqueverty Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town, or check them out online at tinospizza.com. This just in from the On the Menu Live news desk, our friends at Quail Distributing have just announced that they're on the lookout for their next account manager to join their Southern Arizona team. That's right, one of Arizona's premier beverage partners for restaurants and retailers alike is in hot pursuit of a self-motivated sales professional with a competitive edge. Someone with a passion and knowledge of fine wine, craft beer, and spirits who will represent their portfolio with pride. Does this sound like you? Send your cover letter and resume to partnerforsuccess@quailaz.com to be considered for this amazing opportunity to join the team at Quail Distributing, a company that represents some of my favorite brands. That's partnerforsuccess@quailaz.com. We'll be toasting the successful candidate soon on this very show. So get your cover letter and resume to partnerforsuccess@quailaz.com today.
We'll be right back.
back to the real world, taking things in stride. No more of the past, I'm taking a look at my pride.
All right, we are back. This is On the Menu Live. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm not Matt Russell. Matt is enjoying some kind of food competition.
I know where he's at. He texts me. See, I've been texting with Matt.
Yeah, I don't think we can.
Are you reporting back on us?
Yes, I am the spy.
Oh my God!
I am the Mexican spy.
All right, so I am Fred Ronstadt, I'm the executive director of Fourth Avenue, and I've just been handed our fourth beer, Undead Party Crasher. But hold on, before we get to that, Ben, I'm here with Americana recording artist George Miguel.
Thanks, Fred. If you like the music you're hearing today on the intros, you can check out my website, GeorgeMiguel.com, and you can go to Amazon or iTunes to buy my music.
Yeah, so I have George Miguel, California. This is recorded, obviously, when you were in California.
So
Now that you're in Arizona, will your next album be Arizona?
You know, when I left California, I had just finished a five-song EP, so I'm going to release that, and then I've been writing a bunch since I've been back in town, a lot of Tucson-centric songs, and I'm going to release something new probably late next year recorded in Tucson.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So we've been talking all things Fourth Avenue, especially having to do with food. Fourth Avenue has over 120 locally owned merchants along its stretch, and we have three of them here in the studio: Micah Blatt and excuse me, Ben Sadler from the Drunken Chicken. And we're having initiating a conversation with Chef Maria Mazzone from Boca Tacos y Tequila.
Hola.
And you know what, Maria?
Yes, sir.
As much as Ben loves beer, I love tequila.
I know.
And, you know,
I say I know, because he actually is a good tequila.
A good tequila drinker.
It kills me when people order like a $20 or $15 shot and they're just like, whoop. And I'm like, no. Enjoy. And actually, Micah is the one that introduced me to one of my favorite tequilas. What's it called? Fortaleza, right?
Fortaleza, yeah.
And and when you come to the restaurant, you know, to have that tequila that nobody knows, and that's what I try to do with Boca. They're, you know, your guys' beer game is amazing, and I'm learning as with beer as I go. But tequila has a bad rap, and thank you for. Yeah, but it's all the college students and Jose Cuervo. Sorry.
Tequila has a bad.
Okay, so when I was in college,
Patron's the big faker in there.
So yes. when I was in college, Cuervo Gold the gold standard of tequilas, and that's not even good well anymore.
I'd rather drink the bleach water.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Now the thing is, Fred. Now that Boca, what we're trying to accomplish with the restaurant, it's to eat true Mexican food and also sit down and relax and enjoy a nice tequila that you cannot find in a grocery store, and because there's only available for restaurants, and just, you know, learn about it and ask questions and just enjoy what me as a Mexican, if you guys, you know, haven't noticed, I'm very Mexican, try to put on the table, you know, bring the tequila. Bring the whole atmosphere together, and that's what we're trying to do over there.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. Boca is a favorite for a lot of reasons, and this kind of applies to a lot of the restaurants, because every restaurant has its own personal vibe to it. But if you go to and people don't give me credit because I'm, you know, a Mexican too, probably the whitest Mexican you'll ever see.
Yes.
But my Montaño and Angulo relatives, taught me well about family and food. And when you walk into Boca, you certainly get the sense that it's about family. And it's about sharing the table with your friends and family and having that special time with just phenomenal food and creating a great experience. And to me, that's what Boca is all about.
And it has cost me a lot of tears, you know, the typical, you know, bad reviews, good reviews, and the worst reviews. But, I mean, we're in the business, and we put our hearts and ourselves to the table. And it, to me, to wake up and even with the stress that having a restaurant brings, just to open the doors and like, oh, I'm doing what I love. You know, I'm cooking, I'm dealing with people. And like I said, we have our good times, bad days, but we try to make Boca your kitchen, because everybody, you know, migrates to the kitchen when you're mom's house, grandma's house, or whatever. We try to bring the kitchen, and my slogan was from our kitchen to your Boca. So try to, you know, bring everybody together and just enjoy the avenue. I mean, my God, people watching in the avenue, it's amazing.
It's really fun to watch people try and parallel park. That's always a good time, yeah.
Thank God I have a parking lot, because I am a horrible driver, and I have a lot of people that can, you know, validate that. One time I actually tried to park like that, and I'm like, nope, not going to happen. And I remember when I moved in, this gentleman with a semi-white beard over here, you know, came in and it's like, hey, Maria, anything you need? And it's about that. It's about family and the avenue as well, with other, you know, other restaurants, other bars, other like you and Monique, always welcoming to us. So
well, here's the thing. This is one of the things that I treasure about being part of Fourth Avenue. And it happened during the commercial break. We have two restaurateurs on the avenue who, you know, everyone's fighting for customers, even though, you know, it doesn't seem like Fourth Avenue ever has a shortage of them. But you're sitting there sharing recipes and offering your kitchen so they can come in and experiment with a new thing they want to try out. And that's really what I see on Fourth Avenue a lot of, is, you know, people who care and have a passion for each other and that community, and sharing those spaces and sharing the experiences. And I know Micah has been a mentor for me, and I know for others on the avenue, and it's great to see those relationships growing and being created.
To me, it's more, I always say that it's better to have friends than money. I mean, money won't hurt.
Absolutely.
But it's one of those things, like, I can pick up the phone and, you know, call Micah or Ben and just pick their brains, or God forbid, in an emergency, I know they're going to be there, or call you, call Monique, call across the street. Shout out to Brooklyn Pizza, because they have saved us from running out of, you know, register paper, and we just go back and forth. And it's one of those things that, you know, I go and return it the next day, plus some. We all in the game of being in the restaurant, but we also take care of each other. And if somebody comes to Boca and they want fried chicken, of course, I'm going to send them to the Drunken Chicken. If they want a taco, hey, go to Boca. It was just trying to take care of each other. And like I said, it's big shoes to fill, but I'm up for the challenge.
Well, you know, one thing I'd just like to kind of throw out there with Maria, you know, I've been to Boca with my family, and they're busy. You got lots of tables. And she took the time, come sit with us, talk to my kids. Brought a book out. Yeah, you know, so it's just, you know, that kind of vibe is always appreciated. And that's, again, you know, what I've always liked about Fourth Avenue in general, and seeing, you know, people like Maria join the Ave is great. It makes it a better place. And, you know, you can go into all the different bars, the restaurants, you know, and everyone's saying nice things about each other. And I think that vibe, walking around with a smile on your face instead of having to look over your shoulder or worry about what someone's saying, is great. And that's what makes Fourth Avenue real, real, you know, unique and nice.
Yeah, and I think also, just sitting here with you guys as a creative person, I see you're both chefs, you're both entrepreneurs, but there's a lot of creativity in what you do. It seems like you're always trying to hone your craft and always trying to come up with the best thing. And I really admire that, just sitting here as an artist. So,
I mean, in my humble opinion, if you want to play a restaurant, do it right. You know, cook from scratch, use the best ingredients. I personally like the local, you know, I try to source local as much as I can. I personally don't go to chain restaurants because I am a local restaurant. So it's just if I'm going to do a quesadilla, I'm going to put the best quesadilla out there.
And she has one here, it's really good if you guys haven't tried it yet.
I was just going to say, talking about creativity and being on the cutting edge, we have a new menu item.
Yeah, I brought the quesadilla. it's stuffed with green peppers and has an onion jam soaked in red wine and a little bit of chipotle powder. And also, guys, I brought you a small bottle, but I've been barrel aging a salsa in Del Bac whiskey barrels. This one has been in the barrel for a month, and it has scorpion peppers, ghost peppers, Scotch bonnets, Trinidad, and other, like, I named it Remember Me. You guys will think of me tomorrow.
Well, you know what?
You know, a couple drops in your bath water, you know.
Yeah, perfect.
There you go.
So Maria passed these little bottles out, and they are gems, before the show started, and I opened it up just to take a smell and got some of the salsa on my fingers, so I licked it. You don't want to waste good salsa.
No.
And it reached out and touched me in a really good way. And, yeah, so when are these going to be available?
That one, I broke the, I opened the barrel for you guys, but that one, it's available now. I have another one that's going to be available at the end of the this year, probably by the street fair. So, Matt, if you're listening, I have your bottle here. But you decided not to be here, so
I'm taking
take it back.
No, I'm taking it.
Oh, you're taking it?
Yeah.
Sorry, Matt. but anyway, it's one of those things. We change our salsas daily, and I like to play with flavors. You know, I'm a self-taught chef. I've been doing it for 14 years. A lot of...
You're a Food Network star?
I don't know if I'm a star, but yes, I've been on the Food Network. like I said, if I'm lucky that comes with all that press, that's the cherry on top of the cake. I just like to cook and...
Yeah, so we have a couple minutes before the next break, but I want you to tell us about this new quesadilla.
The quesadilla, like I said, it's just I wanted to create something different. I have three new tacos. It's a curry cauliflower. It's a grilled cauliflower. It's 100% vegan. And then I put on my own twist on a chicken mole. And then the Dan Gibson. The Dan Gibson, it's if you guys don't know Dan Gibson, it's the director, I believe, of Visit Tucson. And he's nothing but kind to me. And I wanted to pay an homage to those people that, for the 13 years that I've been cooking, always had my back. So I named a taco after him, and it's selling like crazy. That's a tamarind. It's a ribeye pan-sear with a tamarind and tomato sauce.
So, oh, my.
It's delicious. And this quesadilla. And then I have chef specials on the weekend, salad, soups, salsas, tequila.
Yeah, so tell us about the quesadilla.
The quesadilla, like I said, is just folded with green chilies and our, you know, typical flour because it's a larger quesadilla. And the onion side, we soak them for 24 hours in red wine and just reduce them. And it's just, it's a fun quesadilla to have a beer with. You
I
know?
Like how simple it is, too. It just sounds delicious and simple.
And it's very good. It's simple, and that's what we're trying to, you know, do at the kitchen. People are get so complicated with tacos, and I'm like, no, good ingredients speak for themselves. You
I
know?
Just put extra yellow cheese on mine.
He's not going to let that go. Just
I'm not going to let that go. Sorry.
Just, you know, once George finds a little... Something you're
take
you're...
the bottle of salsa away from him.
No, I put it in my pocket now.
There you go.
All right, so
he's tough, everybody. So go down and look out.
So, Ben, we're gonna switch back over to Drunken Chicken for a second. We have beer number four, which I tell people this, and Micah knows this. I'm not a big beer drinker, but when I do drink a beer, I like to drink it with a fork. And this is a nice thick, I don't know what it is, but it's pretty tasty.
Yeah, that's the Imperial, the Undead Party Crasher.
Did you have one too many, Ben?
Yeah, I had one too many. I apologize.
We're live on the air. Go
it's
right
the,
ahead.
It's the Undead Party Crasher from Clown
Do you have
Shoes
anything
Brewing.
To tell us?
That's how he rolls,
any,
okay?
Any family secrets?
Thanks, guys.
He's nervous.
Yeah. This is really helping. Thanks. No, that's the Undead Party Crasher from Clown Shoes Brewing Company, also through Quail Distribution. Ding, ding.
See, they're getting a lot of press,
right?
Huh?
It's an Imperial Stout, and it has all of the great notes that you would expect for that. It's got nice honey, vanilla, a little bit of tobacco, some chocolate. And that sounds ridiculous in a beer, but it goes in and is it just tastes perfect.
Well, see, to me, a nice stout goes perfectly with a cigar, a Maduro. And those are the same, very similar notes that you find in a Maduro cigar, and it would just match brilliantly. And it's, you know, at least to me, you can find all those notes.
Yeah,
Fred, we just got on at Mr. Head's, the Modern Times City of the Dead stout. It's unbelievably good. Nice, thick, good coffee notes. So I think you'd appreciate that beer as well.
I'll be down to Mr. Head's. You know, I
have a cigar in the patio.
That's right.
So why not?
I'll join you.
And, you know, we've got one or two tequilas down there.
So yeah, a sip of beer, a sip of tequila,
you know,
puff of cigar.
I have been trying to lose weight for so long, and and it's like I walk into these restaurants, and I just can't walk out without having some of the best food in this freaking community.
You've been doing the salad at Boca, so don't. I mean,
no, I blame you.
We also have a grilled chicken salad that's
See?
Very good.
No, yeah, but when you have a bacon wrapped piece of chicken,
yeah,
dumped,
I mean, with the salad
and macaroni and cheese, what? I'm a weak person.
Well, that's why you also get the salad, so you feel better about yourself.
That mac and cheese is my son, my ten. Oh my God, he's 10. My 10-year-old would go bananas for that. So it's.
All right, we're heading up to our next break, but I want to remind people to get the hottest news from the local culinary and cocktail scene. Follow On The Menu Live on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at On The Menu Live. Folks, we're going to be back for our last segment with Maria Maison from Boca and Micah and Ben from The Drunken Chicken. See you on the other side.
Hey friends, you've already made On The Menu Live your weekend destination for the most delicious hour on radio. Come back Sundays for the most compelling hour on radio, American Warrior Radio, with my friend Ben Bueller Garcia, telling the stories of those who protect and inspire us. Sundays from noon to 1, right here on 104.1 KQTH, your weekend destination for great radio. Red Snapper with rice noodle puffs and tomato sauce. Chicharrones with jicama slaw, Thai chili, mint, and basil. Bison meatloaf with kiwi, melon, and mulberry. These are the kinds of specials that rotate regularly at Boca Tacos and Tequila. And you thought Boca was only about tacos? Think again! Fresh off her appearance on the Food Network's hit TV program Chopped, Tucson chef Maria Maison continues to blow our minds back home at Boca with daily specials that showcase the personal expression of her unique Sonoran story, with bold flavors, fresh ingredients, and the kind of kitchen creativity that made her a national media star. I've always loved Boca for gourmet tacos and premium tequilas, and now there's even more to love with their daily lineup of entree specials. Now, where was I? Hot noodle soup with a guajillo chili puree. Pan-seared salmon.
Boca Tacos and Tequila on 4th Avenue, just north of 6th Street. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 10 and Sunday 11 to 8. Check out their full menu today at bocatacos.com.
Hey, this is On The Menu Live, and I am Fred Ronstadt. I'm the Executive Director of the 4th Avenue Merchants Association. I'm here with Americana recording artist George Miguel.
Great to be here, Fred.
I'm glad you're here, George.
Thank you.
Because I needed somebody to be a good foil for me.
I intend to foil. I also like my dishes wrapped in foil when I leave Boca Tacos, though I haven't been yet. Do you wrap it in foil so it stays hot?
We have to-go boxes. No
can
foil.
I get wrapped in foil
they're environmentally,
so it stays hot?
Yeah, I guess.
You said I can ask for anything.
They're environmentally friendly
yes,
to-go
are.
Boxes.
Actually, we have now the paper straws, which I don't drink straws. I really don't. Don't drink straws. I don't need straws. But people like margaritas with straws. And I'm like, sip
down
it.
Down the hatch.
Yeah, but no, I and as you see, we... The both of us, both restaurants, we use recyclable to-go boxes and all that. So we try. We do our part.
I'll bring my
so just to refresh our audience's memory, that was Maria Maison, who is the head chef and owner over at Boca Tacos y Tequila. And we also have Ben Sattler and Micah Blatt, who are the co-owners. I have to burp. In a second,
because there's a button for it.
Let's all make fun of Fred for messing up, guys.
Yeah, for burping.
Ben, let it go. Just let
in
it go.
The air.
So they're the co-owners of Drunken Chicken, and both and Maria has obviously Boca has been around for a couple days, but both have just recently celebrated their 1-year anniversary on 4th Avenue, and we invite people to come down to 4th Avenue, bring your friends, bring your family. Bring your guests from out of town, Have them come to Tucson just to go to 4th Avenue. It is the place. It is the cultural epicenter of Tucson. It's the heartbeat of Tucson. And we really would appreciate you guys coming down and seeing what we're all about. So we just got a couple minutes left here on the big show. Maria, do you have any like exciting stuff coming up? Any, you know, Food Network shows?
I can't tell. If I do, I can tell.
She has a contract.
But if I don't, I mean, they make me sign stuff and release forms and stuff. But we do have a couple laces under our sleeves. But yeah, I can't tell. But just to add to the 4th Avenue, when I was going to move, my slogan, just talking to people, is like, if you make it to 4th Avenue, you're golden. To me, it was like the, I won. You know, who? It's a big, to be in the Avenue, it takes a lot of cojones to keep up and always, you know, to always stay fresh, new, and just reinvent yourself day in and day out. So these two guys have, I mean, hello, Mr. Hetz has been like the bar to go to. And now with the Drunken Chicken and now Boca and all that. And it's changing. And I am just honored to be part of that.
Yeah, we have a lot of great new restaurants. Cans just opened.
Yeah.
And Tall Boys, you know, before them. We're seeing a lot of, you know, little things going. What I used to tell people is, you know, there are a lot of merchants on who've been on the Avenue for decades. And that's just a cold, hard fact. We have some newer merchants and restaurateurs, such as yourselves, and then the gamut between. But 4th Avenue has always been a great incubator space for people with ideas, with energy to come in and share those with the community. And I think that's how a lot of these things start, and they just grow and grow and grow. And I'm looking at Micah because, you know, he and his wife were sitting around the kitchen table saying, you know, we have an idea, and talking to Ben and just want to bring some really tasty, fun food that nobody else provides right now. And I remember, you know, the opening menu was, it was the spicy strips, the regular strips, maybe, you know, the fried deviled eggs.
Fried deviled eggs, yeah. The Beast was on there.
Just a couple of things. And now, you know, people are walking in the door. They're seeing what their customers really want. They're responding to it. And now they have a bigger menu that appeals to more and more people. And that's how these things work.
And we pay real close attention to all of our ingredients. So everything we get in is the best of what we can get in. So we get in the best chicken we can get. We're not really a burger place, but we do have a burger, and it's the best kind of meat you can get. So, I mean, we don't cut any corners, and we make sure that, you know, we put a lot of love into everything that we do and prepare it, and we have a good time doing it.
It also is just to invite people not to be scared of 4th Avenue or downtown for that matter. Now that the season, and knock on wood, has started and everything, it's so far so good. Just to support local. I mean, we're the heart of Tucson. Any mom and pop restaurant, shop, anything that is owned by your neighbor, just support and try to, you know, leave the money in Tucson, because of those big chains. And I mean, there are big chains for a reason, of course, but the money doesn't stay in the city, and the city needs the money. And if we as restaurant owners, the three of us, business owners, can, you know, provide extra jobs for Tucson, leave our money here and buy from each other, you know, locally. So don't be scared. Go outside, go to 4th Avenue, walk around.
And the city has made it so convenient now because, for example, tonight is opening game for the U of A football team. What better way to enjoy downtown and a football game? Park downtown, come to 4th Avenue, go to Boca, go to Drunken Chicken, have your dinner, take this modern streetcar to the football game. The football game ends, you come back onto 4th Avenue, go to Mr. Head's, have a nightcap for the evening.
We also deliver to Mr. Head's from the Drunken Chicken for free.
And then
there you go.
And then Uber home.
There you go. It's a perfect
weekend.
It's not scary. Just when, like I said, all my friends from Mexico, I always tell them, just go downtown, man. Go to 4th Avenue. Walk around. Not be at the mall all day long. But it's hard for all those girls. They want to be shopping. But
Oh, there's plenty of shopping on Fourth Avenue.
I know. PopCycle is one of, like, I did.
PopCycle is very cool.
I did all my holiday shopping last year, and my niece, that she's my goddaughter, she loved it.
Well, you got Antigone Books. You have Tucson Thrift. You have Rustic Candle, Silver Sea. Plenty of retail.
Got live glass blowing on Mr. Heads from this guy right here.
Entertainment.
So three and one, this guy.
I got to do a little bit of housekeeping before we end the show. First of all, if you all want to win some fabulous prize from Matt Russell, he didn't tell me what it was, but apparently it's fabulous.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. So answer this question. Send it to onthemenulive@gmail.com. Answer the question, how many locally owned merchants exist, thrive, and succeed on Fourth Avenue?
Wow.
Simple number. Said it several times.
Yes, he did. Do you remember?
Oh, I know.
Oh, no, because you're on the board. You're a fancy guy.
We know the answer. So, folks, it's been a great time. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show will be uploaded to our website shortly on themenulive.com. In the meantime, it's Fred Ronstadt that reminds you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's On The Menu Live. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks, guys.